Hello everyone, welcome back to Winning the Game, the podcast where I, Willem Hast, share perspectives that are very empowering for any leader who wants to produce more and have a deeper sense of well-being. We're speaking about freedom recently. Freedom to do things, freedom from things, and freedom with things. So let's explore what I mean with freedom with. Once had a manager call me. He managed almost 20 stores in a couple of regions. And he called me and said, we need to meet. I'd met him before, he'd done programs of mine, and I said, why do you want to meet? And he said, well, I need your tools for time management, for email management, for task handling, etc., because I'm so stressed. And I said, sure, we can meet. We met, and he again went on with, I need your tools. And I went on to tell him, I'm not going to give you any tools today. We need to talk about something else first. And he got really annoyed, actually, with the fact that I didn't give him what he wanted. The thing was, what he wanted, he thought would rid him, so he would get freedom from the stressful experience he had. But I knew he couldn't get free from that experience until he had freedom with the experience. So what do I mean with this? Well, he was filled with stress, worry, concern, and anxiety. And all he wanted was to get rid of it. And he thought tools would help. It doesn't work that way with some domains of the human experience. You first need to understand and get some freedom with whatever feeling goes on with you. So we went on to explore, where do those feelings come from? The stress, the anxiety, the worry, the concern, the restlessness. He started to see very quickly, because he was a smart guy and we'd been working before, so we had a lot of trust together, that the problem was not in the external world, it was with his own stressful thinking. And the more we talked, speaking about 40 minutes, the more he looked, he started to see that what was driving him almost crazy was the amount of stressful thinking that was going on. He also got something really interesting. If he just had a sense of compassion with himself and gave himself some freedom to be with that thinking and to be with those feelings and let them be, they actually start to dissipate. When you don't try to get free from your thinking, but you just get some freedom with whatever thinking is going on. Thoughts are very interesting because they disappear quickly if you don't cling to them or resist them. When we want to get free from stuff, we often resist things and they get even worse. When we seek freedom with the current experience, when we seek freedom with the experience of the moment, soon there is a new, fresh, more healthy experience waiting to arise. He got such freedom with his stress and stressful thinking that he actually shifted the expression in his face. He came back 2 weeks later and said, I got so many comments from my colleagues and they have asked me, what happened with you? You're different. And the reason was he got freedom to be with the feelings and thinking he was having. And when that happens, we actually, a lot of the time, get freedom from that very thinking and those very feelings. And he accessed freedom and his colleagues noticed the freedom. Later, we went on to work with the tools he wanted, because tools are helpful, but only when we first have transformed and gotten freedom with the unhealthy thinking and feelings that sometimes hit us. Try this for yourself. Just slow down a little, be a little patient, be a little kind and compassionate to yourself, and see if you can be with whatever occurs for you. Be with the person that you think is annoying for you, and try to listen a little more, be with them a little longer, and see if the flavor of the relationship and the conversation doesn't change naturally. That's all for today. Read more about what I do by the link in the description, wilhelmhast.com. Welcome back to a later episode.